want answers.
I want the truth.
Then you want Dave Hodges.
Dave Hodges. The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Welcome to hour number two of the Common Sense Show, and joining us is our special guest, Nick Bryant, who's the author of The Franklin Scandal, a story of power brokers, child abuse and betrayal. And Nick, how did these kids find you, or how did you find them?
Well, I had access to one of the grand jury's sealed documentation. I had access to the testimony. In the book, I show exactly how one of those grand juries was hijacked. And I also had a list of the exhibits, or access to the exhibits in the grand jury. And one of the exhibits was a list of about 60 victims. And it was compiled by an investigator that the Nebraska State Senate had hired, who died under very mysterious circumstances. But there were approximately 60 victims on that list, and then I just set out to find the victims on that list and get them to talk to me. And I had pretty good luck. They were very, very hard to find because most of them lived very marginal lives. I mean, it's not like they're stationary and they've got jobs and they're happily married. I've spent a lot of time in projects. I was in a homeless shelter. I found a kid in prison, and I was in a crack house looking for one of the kids, and so it was very difficult to find them. And then I had to get them to recount their worst possible nightmares, and that was one of the most difficult aspects of this story was finding the victims and getting them to tell me the worst nightmares of their youth. And it was a very arduous undertaking.
What was the youngest child that you found in terms of when they started?
The youngest one when they started was 12. But I've heard multiple accounts of kids that were younger than 12. But the youngest one I found was 12 years old when he started to be flown around.
And were they just kind of the exclusive entertainment of the rich and powerful and serviced one client, or did they do what you hear a lot in the sex slave trade, do as many as 10 to 20 tricks a day? What was more common for this group?
Well, they would be flown to various functions or parties. And I have had, like, just outright pedophilic orgies described to me. But, like, the parties in Washington, D.C., it kind of sounds like one politician or congressman would basically get one kid for that particular party or for the night. I mean, a number of the victims did describe outright pedophilic orgies to me, too. So I guess it's both. At some parties, the kids only had one quote-unquote client, and at other parties, they were just outright pedophilic orgies.
Boy, I'm swallowing hard here to try to continue with this, but I'm trying to get the audience to realize just how graphic and how horrific this must have been. Did they take any steps in terms of protecting these children, and they were children, from various STDs?
No, these kids were just like meat that was flown around the country. They were paid money, and they were given drugs, and this pedophile network's lure to these kids was money and drugs, and the kids were basically turned into drug addicts. And they were provided with drugs, but they were also a lot of them were very lower socioeconomic backgrounds, and they were provided with money.
Well, yeah, when you're a sexual abuse victim, the bottom falls out of your life. Sit tight, Nick. We'll be back with Nick Bryant after a word from these sponsors.
To
Today in America, you are facing threats of bank holidays, currency devaluation, confiscation of funds by lawyers and various government entities. We at Panama Legal Offshore Law Firm based in Guatemala have offshore solutions. For instance, we can form an anonymous Hong Kong corporation for you, get you a bank account, a $1 trillion Hong Kong bank that'll let you own 10 different currencies in your account. If one or two currencies go down, the others will go up. You'll have no Hong Kong taxes, strong bank secrecies, no tax treaty with the USA, no need to go to Hong Kong, access your funds online from anywhere in the world, and you can even get an anonymous Visa card without your name on it or in the script through us. So come visit us at panamalaw.org. That's www.panamalaw, one word, panamalaw.org. And you can chat with us on Skype or use our encrypted chat and discuss your needs. Thank you.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit freetoprosper.com today.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Welcome back, and our topic tonight is grim, but it's one I think everyone needs to be exposed to. Our special guest this evening is Nick Bryant, the author of The Franklin Scandal, in which we're discussing how children were used by pedophiles to compromise key people in government, media, and corporations to obtain their cooperation for whatever purpose. Let me just open up the phone lines, too, here and let you join in this conversation as we go. So you can reach us at 1-800-313-9443. Once again, that number to call in is 1-800-313-9443, or you can simply email your question or comment to the Common Sense Show at yahoo.com. Nick, what was the shelf life typically for these career prostitutes for the rich and famous?
As I said, they started out in early adolescence, and by the time they got to late adolescence, they were basically spit out like gum that's lost its flavor. And so, then they went on to become predators or felons or drug addicts, and thereby compromising their own credibility. But yeah, towards later adolescence, they were basically expunged.
Any evidence of foul play directed at those participants in this, these childhood victims, because they might cause a risk of exposure for these rich and famous?
There's a lot of the Franklin scandal. You've read it, so you yes. know that it's like a veritable necropolis. I mean, there's dead people that are showing up every chapter. A lot of suicides. There was one exploding plane. There was someone who was affiliated with the network as far as child pornography who is not a suicide, but whose head was blown off near downtown Omaha. But one of the girl that came forward and refused to can, who got 9 to 15 years, her brother supposedly hung himself when he was 17. But in my book, I talk about that, and I show that there's a probability that he did not hang himself, that he was, in fact, murdered.
Yes.
And then there was another victim who initially came forward, but then the FBI pressure on him eventually got him to recant and testify against the girl. And his brother, I mean, he said that his brother was having, or that he was having second thoughts about testifying against the girl. And his brother supposedly shot himself in the head playing Russian roulette. Now, both families do not think that either one of these children hung himself or shot himself in the head playing Russian roulette.
Almost like, sounds like what happened to a lot of witnesses close to the Kennedy assassination. And that's what I would have suspected, but you have this all the way through your book. You have potential victim after victim showing up. I didn't count the parade.
Like I said, the Franklin scandal is an acropolis. One of the pedophilic pimps also committed suicide. It's really, there was a, we were talking earlier about the Nebraska Senate, and they hired a very good investigator. And he found victims, and then the Fed started putting him into a full court press, accusing him of crimes, accusing him of fabricating the child abuse. And he felt like his best bet was to get photographs. And he was an amazing investigator. His name was Gary Caradori. And I've got five corroborations that he came by pictures in Chicago of these pedophilic orgies or parties. And he was flying back to Nebraska, and his plane mysteriously broke up over Lee County, Illinois. And he's one of the many in the list of the dead of the Franklin scandal.
Just amazing. Let's go to the phones and welcome Jeff from Massachusetts. Hi, Jeff. What's on your mind?
Oh, yes. How you doing? Now, as far as the politicians are concerned, the good politicians who don't want to get involved with all this and even try to crack down on this type of stuff, what happens to the good politicians? Because I'm sure that there's a lot of good politicians out there. What do you guys think of that?
I believe that the people that were involved in this were so powerful that they were able to co-opt the federal judiciary, the Secret Service, and also the FBI. And I'm not saying that they co-opted everyone in the Department of Justice and the FBI and the Secret Service, but they were powerful enough to co-opt enough people within those investigative entities to completely cover this up. Now, as far as politicians that weren't compromised, I'm sure that a lot of them aren't aware of this, and I'm sure that some of them are aware of it, but yet choose to keep their mouth shut because they may be compromised in other ways. There's a lot of ways to sink a politician other than sexual blackmail. I mean, a lot of kickbacks have sunk many politicians. So, but when you think about it, look at our political elite in Washington, D.C. There's 435 members of the House of Representatives, and there's 100 senators.
Yeah.
And a lot of them have sexual foibles. So there seems to be a linkage between the drive for power and some kind of sexual deviance or some kind of overactive lust. And, I mean, it's been shown time and time again. So I believe that a lot of our politicians are compromised. And you just don't need children to compromise politicians. I mean,
exactly.
An extramarital affair will sink a politician, or a homosexual affair will sink a politician, too.
You almost wonder, Nick, and just kind of drawing back on my mental health background, if a lot of these people who end up going to Washington aren't backed by money because they fit a certain psychological profile where they know they have vulnerabilities, and when they get there, they can be compromised and used for the purposes for whatever. Have you found that?
Well, there was someone I followed. He came from, he was a mayor of a small town on the East Coast. And according to various sources, he had pedophilic inclinations at a very young age. And he was ultimately a senator, and he ultimately ended up in Clinton's cabinet. So I would say that in his case, his pedophilia or his alleged pedophilia was a good career move for him.
You bring up an interesting point here because you're talking about this person anonymously and in a third person, and so let's, for the listening audience's benefit, let me ask this question. Do you name names in your book?
I name some names. The problem with naming, like, some of the elite politicians, Clarence Thomas' names comes up as because he was affiliated with one of the pedophilic pimps, as does Jack Kemp. But the problem with naming the upper echelon politicians is, and this was a real problem for me, because you've got these kids who are felons, convicted felons, and or drug addicts. And if a convicted felon or drug addict who's had a long history of drug addiction and committing various felonies comes forward and says, that senator had sex with me, I mean, it's like a TKO in the first round as far as who the public is going to believe. So when it came to the really upper echelon politicians, it was very, very difficult to name names.
Okay, Jeff, do you have a follow-up?
Oh, yes. I do have a follow-up, which is as far as all these scandals is concerned, and I know I'm kind of getting back to the same thing because, I mean, I want to see good politicians represent me, because I live in Massachusetts, and I wouldn't be surprised if people in my state are nuttier than a fruitcake. But you see, simply put, are there any good politicians out there, really good ones, that are like the Elliot Ness kind of politicians out there, or do they get corrupted as soon as they hit power, whether it's in money or what you're talking about or so forth?
I'm sure that there are some good politicians, but has it often been said, absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Exactly.
And,
when you get to that level of power,
I think that corruption is almost inevitable.
Yeah, I agree with you, and we know that Washington is gathering power by the day. Jeff, thanks so much for your call, and please call again. One of the things that just amazes me about this, though, is how they can put such a blanket of secrecy over this. But as you said, if they compromise people in key positions, you only have to control the key position. You don't have to control an entire agency. Is that what you found, too, in your investigation?
Yes. I mean, not everyone in the Department of Justice was guilty of malfeasance here. Not everybody in the FBI was guilty of malfeasance, and not everyone in the Secret Service was guilty of malfeasance. But there were certain players in all these agencies that participated in covering up this pedophile network.
Do you have a date?
And their colleagues either ignored it or they bought the government line that there was no pedophile network, one or the other.
Well, it's easier to hear no evil, see no evil when you get to that level. Do you have a date when this actually began? Were you able to uncover that?
I think this pedophile network was operational through most of the 80s. I think it was operational for about a decade.
So really, it's post J. Edgar Hoover. I think you knew where I was going to go with that.
Yes, yes.
Because Hoover's sexual exploits are infamous, to say the least. But there are a number of people that I've read, I've come across when I was doing research for this, where they do name names in this. And so just coming back to this or not, you think it's hard to get people to come out and speak about this authoritatively if they know that they're putting their accuser right on the spot. Is that about right?
Well, the victims that I talked to didn't have a problem naming politicians. But there again, it's the conundrum of these kids have questionable backgrounds just because of what they were into, and generally those questionable backgrounds manifested themselves in drug addiction and bad life choices, and in a lot of cases, legal intervention. So it's like I said, it's next to impossible to name names, when you get to the upper echelon strata, because you've got one victim saying, I was molested by so-and-so, or I saw so-and-so at this pedophilic orgy, but yet this is a vaunted politician. So, I mean,
exactly.
Who is the public going to believe?
Exactly right, because of credibility.
It's a perfect system.
Great point, Nick. We'll be back to you in just a moment, and we're talking about your book and how to get a copy. Stay tuned, everybody.
Don Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Welcome back to the Common Sense Show. Hi, everybody. This is your host, Dave Hodges, coming to you proudly on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And our very special guest tonight is Nick Bryant, author of The Franklin Scandal. And so, Nick, let's cut right to the chase and tell everyone how to get this book talk a little bit about your website.
Well, you can go to my website, www.franklinscandal.com, and you can order a book. 50% of the book's proceeds are going to charities that benefit children. So
that's awesome.
Children. So it's the publisher and I are lockstep as far as us wanting to help children that have been subject to abuse. So you can go to my website, franklinscandal.com, and you can purchase a book there. And you can look at the documentary that I'm working on and a previous documentary that had been made about Franklin that has never been aired before.
What kind of resistance did you get in putting this book together and getting it published?
There was only one publisher in the country that would publish it, and that was Trinity in Oregon. But I live in New York City, and I had a literary agency. I submitted the proposal to them, and they dropped me. And then I acquired a second agent who tried to sell it, and it was basically rejected by every publisher, major publisher in New York City. Everybody passed on it. And I can see it's a very inflammatory story. I'm basically accusing a very corrupt subgenus of the federal government of aiding and abetting child trafficking. So it's a story that people don't want to read, that people are frightened of. But if you read the book, you'll see that I make an irrefutable case for it.
No, you certainly do. We got a caller on line one, and I think she's well known to her audience, Annie DeRiso, our Under the Radar news correspondent. Hi, Annie. Welcome back, and I understand you've got a question for Nick.
Yes, I do. Now, this may be a delicate question, but my deceased husband, he was a private contractor for the CIA, and he always said that the Bushes were involved in these pedophilia rings. I was wondering if you could verify this.
I think that your best bet would be to read my book, and then you can ask that question. But you should really read the book first, and then see the amount of power that was brought down to bear. And this was covered up under the administration of George Herbert Walker Bush. So there's a lot of links between George Herbert Walker Bush and one of the pedophilic pimps.
Sometimes when you don't answer the question, you really answer. And I completely understand, Nick, where you're going with this and why. And yes, I had the same conversation with Annie's late significant other. He was a very close friend of mine, and he had told me this story for years. But I'll go even one better on this. My late father, who had a history of working in intelligence agencies, particularly in naval intelligence, basically said the same thing, in effect. It wasn't ever a focus of our conversations. It was kind of an, oh, by the way, this exists. So this is something that I've heard about for some time, but it wasn't until 2 weeks ago, Nick, when I booked you for this show, did I really start to do the homework on this, and I have found a great deal of corroboration for what you're claiming outside of what you have in your own book. And are you getting that kind of feedback from other people, too, that have bothered to really check out the facts of your book?
I mean, that's all I ask is I don't expect people to believe me until they read my book.
Yes.
And after you read my book, then you can decide for yourself. And I was very incredulous of the story myself until I started looking into it. I did, Americans don't want to believe that part of their government is guilty of aiding and abetting child trafficking. Americans just don't want to believe that, and I understand that because I didn't want to believe it either. But if you read my book, you will see that I put together an irrefutable case for that. And unfortunately, it is true, it is a reality, and the way I look at my book is I diagnose a disease within our society. I diagnose the use and abuse of children, and it's being covered up by the very authorities that are supposed to prosecute child abusers and molesters and pedophiles. And I also talk about our politicians being blackmailed and compromised and then controlled. So in the Franklin scandal, I'm diagnosing a disease. And that's why the names of the politicians, although they are important to someday be brought to justice, I really wanted to focus on what I could prove, absolutely. And in the book, I do prove those things, that a corrupt subgenus of the government aided and abetted child trafficking, and that that same corrupt subgenus did everything in its power to show, to not show the American public that our politicians are compromised and blackmailed.
Well, because it would undermine the whole system. If the American people read your book in mass, we would know that when these people go to Washington, we have lost the battle of representation to protect our liberties and our money from the special interests right from the get-go.
And that's what I need, and that's what we need. We need enough Americans to read my book to really understand how perfidious and corrupt our political system is, and that it does include the use and abuse of children. And when enough Americans realize that, then we can go to work on curing us of this disease. Because you can't cure a disease until it's been diagnosed.
Exactly.
And my book is basically a diagnosis of a disease.
Okay. Annie, sit tight. We're going to be back with Nick right after these messages. And Jim from Kentucky will be up as well. And everybody, stay where you are. Don't touch that dial.
Everything turn, turn, turn. There is a You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293. And be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Is author of the Franklin scandal, and it is indeed a scandal because it involves a pedophile ring that goes to the upper echelons of power in media, government, and the corporate world. Nick, I just want to follow up on something Annie said, and you don't need to answer unless you want to, but I had Russ Baker, and he was a mainstream journalist. He's been with so many major publications, too many to mention, and he wrote a book called Bush Family Secrets, and it was such a detailed book I had to have him back on just to finish the interview. And in that book, he links the Bush family to every nefarious scandal in recent American history, from the Kennedy assassination to Watergate to the oil energy hoax, the oil shortage energy hoax. It wouldn't surprise me that the Bushes are involved. In fact, I have heard this from other people, including a lady who says she wants to come on my show in August if she's still alive. But so, you know, we're going to get kinds of questions like that. I understand if you don't want to answer them directly, but I would like to go back out to the phone lines and welcome Jim from Kentucky on. Hi, you're on with Nick Bryant and Dave Hodges.
Bryant.
Hi, Jim.
I actually spoke with you several years ago. I'm an intelligence collection and analysis methodologist, and at the time I was a few years into my own research documenting the organized crime methods and procedures integrated into the state and federal bureaucracies that are supposed to protect children, but instead, because of the organized crime and organized science influence, end up exploiting them for a number of interests, including the ones you've documented. I can wholeheartedly endorse that you're exactly on the mark, that it does go all the way to the top. One of the things I did was I actually put out national advisories, sent it to the governor of every state, the attorney general of every state, and federal prosecutors in every state. And not a single one of them did anything.
Well, it's these allegations are very, very shocking and mind-boggling. And I believe that prior to my book coming out, there wasn't a lot of evidence for this type of activity and its cover-up at the highest levels of the federal government. But now that my book is out, there is a very significant amount of research. I spent 7 years researching the book, and I traveled 40,000 miles. A lot of my documentation comes from a sealed grand jury. So at this point, I think people should be sending my book to federal prosecutors, to governors, to their representatives. I mean, if they really want to make an impact, and because it's there in the book. It's proven in the book. Prior to my book coming out, there were shreds and tidbits of evidence here and there. But in my book, I've put it all together and made an irrefutable case. So if you really want to make an impact, you can start sending the book out to the people that you talked about.
Well, one of the things I did was at the invitation of Congressman Joe Baca in California, wrote a congressional evidence book documenting all of this, which is available on the web. I'll contact you after the show and make sure you get a link to it in case you haven't already run across it.
You can contact me on my website, franklinscandal.com, and there's a link to my email. You can just hit it and contact me.
Well, Jim, before you leave us, I want to ask the two of you a question. Because, Jim, it sounds like you've been active in this, too, trying to sound the alarm. So but I always wonder, when people come forward with such shocking revelations that are so threatening to the power elite, have the two of you encountered any threats? Do you feel like you're in danger?
Well, there have been 8 attempts to kill me, if that is a big clue.
Okay, Nick?
I'm sure that he has had similar experiences.
I've only had one death threat. I've received some law enforcement harassment, too, but I've only had one overt death threat.
Well, what form did the law enforcement harassment take?
I was with one of the Ring's photographers, and by his own admission, he took pictures of children and political people in compromising positions, and we were driving in rural Nebraska, and my car was pulled over by law enforcement, and I was inexplicably deposited in a state trooper, a state trooper's cruiser, and then my car was completely ripped apart, and all my possessions were completely ripped apart.
What was the probable cause?
They pulled me over for going 70 in a 65. I gave them my driver's license and the rental agreement on my rental car. They took a cursory glance at it and deposited me in a state trooper cruiser. And I was made an offer I couldn't refuse. They said I could be arrested, the car impounded and searched, or it could be searched on the spot. And given the type of power that I was dealing with, and the fact that I was completely clean, I just said, knock yourselves out. Search the car.
My goodness.
I do have a question. One of the people that was supposed to have been involved or a victim was, I believe, named Johnny Goss. Was there ever any resolution to that case as to exactly whether he was alive or not?
He was abducted in 1982. He was a Hebrew boy that was abducted in Des Moines, Iowa in 1982. And someone from the Ring, a victim of the Ring, came forward and said that he helped in the abduction. And in my book, I've got some evidence that Johnny Goss may still be alive.
Keep up the good work. And thanks for answering my question and speaking to me.
Jim, that was a fantastic call. And don't wait so long between calls next time.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Thanks. Nick, we've got a really knowledgeable audience. You and I had talked about that one particular case off the air, and it leads me to my next question. We know that a lot of these boys were procured from Boys Town. What I'm wondering, too, the father of a 9-year-old son, how many of these kids are taken off the street against their will?
They're taken off the street, but they're not taken against their will. There's only about 300 stranger abductions in the United States a year, at least only 300 that are reported. Most of these kids were kids that had fallen through the cracks and were given money and given drugs. And they were willing to, they didn't know any better, and they were willing to participate in this network.
So these are semi-willing accomplices that are basically compromised themselves because of their station in life. Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, they're not accomplices, and...
they're compromised is what I meant to say.
But because of their station in life, they've been subjected to drugs, and you know, became willing participants, I guess, if you can say that, in being molested by adults. A lot of kids were rewarded, as I said, with drugs and money. But then other kids, there was also threats too on this, that if you leave or you try to come forward, you know, we'll kill you or we'll kill your family. There was also that too. So there was rewards and there was also threats.
Did you find the threats carried out towards the family members?
Well, earlier I talked about the girl that came forward whose brother hung himself mysteriously.
Yes,
and then I talked about another victim who came forward whose brother supposedly shot himself in the head playing Russian roulette. So,
there's two good examples right there. You know, you just have to wonder what this country's coming to when we can turn a blind eye to this practice. And this actually, too, this is not unique to America. In fact, actually, my research tells me that America is really one of the lowest volume sex slave trading countries in the world. This is happening all over the planet. It's just not happening with the clientele that you investigated. I mean, you're aware that this is a worldwide trafficking issue, aren't you?
Yes, but there are, depending upon which report you go by, there's 100 to 300 American children that are trafficked domestically every year. So it's a huge problem in the United States of America.
Well,
it's just not reported.
Okay, so we get the country to read your book. What then?
Well, at that point, the disease will be diagnosed, and then it's up for the body politic to demand changes, to demand transparency. And it really is going to require a lot of people reading my book and coming together in unison and shouting for change, shouting for these victims to be vindicated.
So this disease, let's say, has been visited upon the presidency. It's been visited upon key committee chair people in Congress. Did you find any Supreme Court connections?
As I said earlier, Clarence Thomas comes up in my story, and I don't say whether or not he's compromised. I'll let the readers of my book decide whether or not they think that Clarence Thomas is compromised.
Well, so far, all the suspects are male. Have you come across any females?
No. No, I haven't.
I wouldn't
That's
be surprised.
I can say is that there's been no female politicians.
Well, that long pause there, Nick, is because I have one right in the tip of my tongue, but I'm not going to say it.
Okay.
I'm going to try to put on my responsible journalist hat here and not go that avenue. But when you see aberrant behavior with regard to legislation, behavior that makes no sense and is contradictory, I'm looking at a politician oftentimes that I think is compromised, and maybe not sexually, maybe not in this particular scandal, but particularly like during national health care. There were people that just instantly flip-flopped. And you have to wonder, what did they have on them? I mean, do you wonder the same thing when you see these news events unfold?
Yes, I mean, there are people that I believe are compromised, and I look at how they vote or their rhetoric on certain issues, and it kind of reinforces my belief that they are, in fact, compromised.
Any evidence that you've come across, too, that the procurement of any of these children are from war-torn countries and they're imported into the United States where they're, let's say, less able to be identified?
I am sure that that has happened. I mean, I believe that that has probably happened. But the thing about it is, and you've got to keep in mind, if you put a kid in with, like, a senator or a congressman or an upper echelon administration member or the CEO of a Fortune 500 company, the kid has to be socialized. The kid has to be taught deference. The kid has to be taught how to respect the person that he's with. So it's very difficult these kids have to be brought along and they have to be trained. And it's impossible from my research to just pluck a kid off the street and put him in with a senator. I mean, they have to be trained. They have to be primed.
So there's like a finishing school for these sex slaves. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, yes. It just wouldn't work plucking a kid off the street and putting him in with a senator or a congressman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as I was doing my research for this, I found that there are some, for lack of a better term, international cabals that ship around sex slaves for diplomats, and they go from country to country, and they obtain their clientele from some more disadvantaged areas, war-torn areas, and Boys Town fits this model. It fits it to a T because they're the kids that no one wants and the kids that no one will miss.
Throwaway kids, basically.
Exactly.
Is the term that's been used to describe these kids, is throwaway kids.
So you researched this for 7 years. Where is this going to go next for you?
I would really like to finish a documentary. I'm working on raising funds to finish up this documentary. Your listeners can go to my website and look at the trailer of the documentary. And I'd really like to thrust this documentary on the world stage vis-a-vis the various film festivals. And I'm making it with some top-rate documentary makers. And so that's the next step for me with this story, is to make a very powerful documentary of it.
Are you worried that the powers that be, you might become their focus, and they may do things like upload kiddie porn on your computer? Have you been advised on that at all?
Yes. I mean, somewhere there's a letter that is postdated that's held by a lawyer that says that I do not do A, I do not do B, I do not do C, I do not do D, I do not do E. And if, in fact, these charges are leveled against me, it's because I'm working on this story. So, and I've protected myself in other ways, too. So I've worked very hard at protecting myself to be able to withstand that type of assault.
At some point in time, are we going to be able to view the documentary on some kind of public access on the Internet?
I would like that. My plan is to get the documentary to film festivals and break it into either theaters or a major network. I mean, that's my plan at this point.
You know, Nick, as I looked at the totality of this topic and went through your material, I'm thinking politicians are compromised for a reason. And they're compromised to basically give a wink and a nod on legislation that any ordinary American would never agree with. And they're serving, obviously, in my mind, some corporate interest. Well, if you break this down, Nick, there are five corporations that own, what, 98% of our media?
Yes, that's true. The vast majority of our media is owned by a handful of corporations.
And I suspect that there's an overlap here. That's where I was going with this. And so I think you're going to have to pursue the alternative media to get this word out, and that's going to really limit the exposure. But that may be the only avenue. Is that what you're going to try to do, those go the alternative media route?
Well, the thing about it is, at the film festivals, the people that I'm working with have shown their films in various film festivals, and one of them has actually won Sundance, I believe once or twice. So I believe that we can get into these film festivals and before the world media, and we can show them this documentary and really show the world media exactly what is going on in like 90 minutes. My book is big and it's complex, But we can shoehorn this into 90 minutes and show the world media exactly what's going on with this. There's got to be some outrage, a significant amount of outrage, that it'll get some press. And I believe, and I'm an optimist, and I could be wrong, but I think that at some point we'll be able to break this into the mainstream media. I could be wrong, but I'm an optimist. If I was an optimist, I wouldn't have even set out on this journey in the first place. So.
Well, yeah, that's certainly the attitude you have if you're going to prevail and bring this forward to the masses. You know, one name comes to my mind in the mainstream, and that would be Glenn Beck. He's on a rampage. I mean, I don't watch him every night, Nick, but the other night he had on his show pictures of people behind the scenes, like the Rockefellers, pictures of their puppets like the Obamas and the Clintons, and he was saying they were all calling for a new world order by putting their quotes up there. Well, let me finish this thought, and we'll put a wrap on this interview as we head to the break. Stay tuned, everybody, and we'll tell you how to get Nick's book again.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Boy, if bumper music were ever appropriate, this might be it. Bad to the bone, because that's what we've been talking about tonight. People who aren't just bad to the bone, they're evil to the core. Our special guest tonight has been Nick Bryant, author of The Franklin Scandal. And Nick, before we get sidetracked, I wanted to make sure I gave you another chance to tell our audience how to get a copy of your book and how to get to your website.
You can access my website, via www.franklinscandal.com. And you can read about the book. You can see the documentary trailer that I'm working on. And you can also see a documentary on this that was never aired that was to be shown on the Discovery Channel in the United Kingdom. And you can also get background on my book. And I've got some footage about me talking about my book. And so my website is very informational.
Well, I think that Sundance is definitely a good outlet. I've seen them air things on BGH in milk, you know, bovine growth hormone, and never thought I'd see that in the mainstream media, and that was on Sundance. And so they've aired a lot of controversial things. I think you got a shot there. But as we went to the break, I mentioned Glenn Beck because he's not leaving many stones unturned right now, and this may be just the thing that could get his people's attention. Have you tried talking to him?
I have tried to reach out to Glenn Beck. Of course, the story that I was taking to him is very implausible and shocking. If any of your listeners know Glenn Beck or can get a copy of my book to Glenn Beck or make Glenn Beck aware of my book, I'd be more than willing to give him a book.
Well, this is certainly shocking material, Nick, and I want to tell you on behalf of someone who has worked with young adults and children all of my professional career, I appreciate the work you've done on behalf of kids, and I wanted to mention again that half of the proceeds you're getting from the book, The Franklin Scandal, is going to benefit disadvantaged children, so you're certainly putting your money where your mouth is. And, you know, from one educator to a journalist who cares, I mean, you have my sincere thanks and appreciation because I know that people like my 9-year-old son are resting easier tonight because at least now there's a couple of watchdogs on the wall, you know, watching the chicanery going on. But one of the things, too, I wanted to ask you before I let you go that occurred to me is that why don't we just make it a practice in this country of unelecting every incumbent before they can be compromised to such a degree that they forget their oath of office?
Well, the problem with that is they might be compromised by the time they already get there, so that might be problematic.
Well, along the campaign trail and these high-profile Senate races, you're probably right on the money. And I don't think there's a whole lot of them that aren't compromised in some way. It may not be with a boy in their bed, but it certainly is something. I mean, if you look at the trail, followed the Clintons into the White House, I just wonder how typical it is. Well, Nick, you've been very gracious with your time. I want to wish you all the luck. I will be writing an editorial on this on freedomsphoenix.com, and we get about 140,000 hits. And so I'm going to do what I can do to get that book out there. And, again, it's called The Franklin Scandal. And you can go to Nick's website at franklinscandal.com and order a copy online. And I'm looking forward to the completion of your documentary. So, Nick, thanks so much for being with us on The Common Sense Show, and I hope to talk to you again.
Thank you so much for having me, Dave.
Okay, you're welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, Nick Bryant. And I just want you to pause for a second in the listening audience and just consider how much courage do you think it takes for a man like Nick Bryant, who's been a journalist, he's been in the mainstream. Why would he cross over out of the mainstream and write this? He didn't have to do this. I mean, this is a career killer in journalistic terms to go down this road. So I want to take a moment here and just have us appreciate the great courage of so many guests we have on. And I want to encourage all of you in the audience, too, that if you like the content on this show and on this network, call the program manager of your local radio station and help us spread the word that we're going to take our country back, and we're going to get rid of the tyranny that's in Washington. Well, Annie and I will be back next week with a two-hour open line show, and I want to wish all of you a great week. God bless, and we'll see you next week.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour.